You're listening to SBS News.
The families of MH17 victims want justice. Today, they were told the Russian government has actively tried to prevent the truth coming out. Brian Clancy's brother and sister-in-law were killed in the tragedy.
They're murderers. And they're trying to cover their tracks, trying to get away with it. I was aware that they were trying to cover up a fair bit up until this point in time, but now with that much more that's coming out in the court, showing how much has been covered up and the lengths that they're going to, it's beyond my belief.
The court heard that Russia's security services tried to disrupt and discredit the investigation and had intimidated those who provided evidence. Thijs Berger is the Dutch prosecutor overseeing this case.
Several witnesses in this investigation have said that they fear for their lives if their identities would come to light. The use of Russian security services to discover the identity of witnesses in the investigation is a real scenario.
One witness will claim agents from Russia's Federal Security Service had been at the missile launch site in eastern Ukraine on the day MH17 was shot down. Judges were told documents compiled by the Australian Federal Police during the investigation were likely hacked by Russian interests before parts were selectively released during a Moscow-backed disinformation campaign. David Nelson is the AFP's representative on the joint investigation team.
It's not helpful for the next of kin. I don't think it assists their grieving and their ability to follow the trial and know what the facts are.
John O'Brien's son Jack was among the 298 people killed. He said disinformation attempts have been frustrating to see.
On one level, it just makes the claims by the Russian Federation just ludicrous, just empty and ludicrous. It's a bit embarrassing on one level if it wasn't so, offensive and have such a kind of a malicious intent.
Three Russians and one Ukrainian national are accused of orchestrating the downing of the plane. None are present for their trial. But one of the suspects, Igor Girkin, spoke with the BBC's Russia editor, Steve Rosenberg.
Do you know who shot down the plane?
Let me repeat once again. The rebels didn't shoot down the Boeing. I have nothing more to say.
If it wasn't the rebels, then it was Russian soldiers?
I have nothing more to say. Goodbye.
Soldate.
The Kremlin has repeatedly denied any involvement in the downing of MH17 and has questioned the integrity of the investigation. Prosecutors say they'll monitor any public statements or social media posts made by the defendants as the trial continues. They could be submitted as evidence. The hearing has been adjourned until later this month. In Amsterdam, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.